I am heading to lunch. It's today, what, Monday? May the 11th, I believe. It's a perfect day. Absolutely beautiful outside. I'm sort of continuing to roll on with kind of my recent revelations on things like space, and of course obviously a lot of this is sort of the engine that got a lot of this thought going with me is seeing the new Star Trek, seeing how brilliantly that was done, and I can't speak for all Star Trek fans. I mean, I'm not a super fan, and that's why I say that I certainly am not the voice of everybody that enjoys Star Trek. But I can say that for me, what Star Trek has always represented is not so much I don't like Star Trek the way I enjoy, say, Star Wars. I enjoy Star Trek because it makes me think about the future. It makes me think about what sort of world we're creating and what sort of future the planet. And that sounds very sort of echo touchy feely. It isn't. It's a pragmatic concern. What sort of future we're all going to have. And one of the interesting things that I thought of today that I'm very, very interested in researching what is being done along these lines and what thought is already existing out there and then how can I possibly add to that is the question of interface. Computers are tools, and a tool is only as good as its usability, its way of interfacing. You know, if we're going to do a job with a tool, then it stands to reason that the easiest interface between us and that tool that's going to allow for the maximum use is pretty much a given. What's being done as far as interface and computers? How much are we really thinking outside the box on studying things like... it's hard to say. I'm in traffic and I'm concentrating on too many things at once. But for instance, when it comes to learning, children in school, the thing that I've always been very interested in is that our environment, and I mean our immediate physical environment, has a very strong impact on our state of mind, our comprehension, our retention, relaxation, stress, all of these things. You know, the subtleties of color and shape in the environment, music, tactile experiences, all of these things can play a very great part in how we relate to each other, to information, to the environment. You know, if you're sitting in your office, having a certain design just doesn't work. I mean, I think of my own office, which is fine, but at the same time, I am washed in... I am absolutely deluged in fluorescent lighting, which I know I don't like very much. So that's my question, and I'll be thinking about this more. I'm very scattered in my thoughts. I shouldn't be doing this while I'm driving, simply because I can't think. But I'll be thinking about this a little bit more, the concept of interface. How far can we push our interface? Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com. Check out my blog, isoban.blogspot.com. And I hope your weather, wherever you are, is as lovely as the weather here.